Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Everyone asks the same two questions: when is it over? And how do we get there? How do we start to make our way from here to there? When is it over? As I've said, you know, when is it finally over? It's over when you have a vaccine, and that's 12 months to 18 months.
All right, that's the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, and he talks about the questions that he gets asked constantly. It's the question that we want the answer to, but how do we find that answer? Nobody knows, of course, at this point. It's a lot of hurry and wait and pray and keep your fingers crossed and any kind of superstition you might have. What a way to kick off this hour. Hey, hey, everybody. Hope you're doing well, whatever it is that you're doing, where you are, staying home, staying safe, doing the social distancing thing, debating about what's going on with reopening. And again, you can find me at katedelaneyradio.com. Any thoughts on anything that gets under your skin or something you're just thinking about, let it flow. Hit me up on contact, and you'll be part of our mailbag segment as I try to get to many of your thoughts on this show, because it is all about you. We look at the deaths in the United States, and of course, nearing that 48,000 mark of people who have died, but the confirmed cases and the recovered is the thing. Recovered in the U.S., over 77,000, thank goodness. And again, that is the good news. Confirmed cases, 852,703. At this point, there's conversation about certain places opening and others, like New York, which is why I started there, not even discussing the possibility of that until May 15th, because now that's been extended. So no chance of New York City saying, come see our Broadway plays, come hang out in our museums, and go grab a hot dog outside of Central Park. Who knows when that becomes a reality, because those two questions that Cuomo is asked, again, are the questions we all want the answer to, and we can't get the answer to them until we know more about vaccines, more specifics about the virus itself, which is mutating in different directions. You know, for example, now there's so much conversation about blood clots and the fact that, yes, blood clots can be part of this coronavirus, and it's led to the deaths of some people. There's even conversation about strokes in younger people. There's just so much that we don't know at this point. We do know that some of the brightest and the best, honestly, are working on advancing this at round the clock in trying to get that vaccine as soon as humanly possible to be able to cover us all, or cover off anyway, on what could certainly help and get us out of some of the dire situations that we're still in now. And this decision of opening, lifting restrictions, if it becomes a deadly error, that's going to land on somebody's feet. And President Trump doesn't want Georgia to land in his lap. So he was quick to say to today, that which would be Wednesday into Thursday, that he didn't agree with the Georgia Governor Brian Kemp to allow small businesses to reopen. He said he didn't think that was a wise decision, but the governor is going to do so anyway. They had a phone conversation. Then you have the Las Vegas mayor, Carolyn Goodman, who is really under fire for saying that casinos should reopen, and the state's largest union slamming the proposal as simply outrageous. Because imagine casinos being open and air being pumped through there, and who knows what that's carrying if somebody has COVID-19. I think Vegas would be one, and we know because we've had so many entertainers on this show and so many other people on from Las Vegas, our good pal Jackie Baskow, who books half of the entertainers, the big acts, all kinds of acts in Vegas. You know, nobody wants those people, and especially some of them are on the smaller end of the chain, to have the economy pumped back up for them. But imagine the dangers of people going to live events or being in big venues like casinos. I saw an ad for a really well-known Indian casino that people frequent and like, and it's in Oklahoma. And they did a smart thing. They showed the casino and said, "We're here for you when it's safe for you to come back. We can't wait to welcome you back to what we have that we know is so special, and you like what we have here, blah, blah, blah." And this is the kind of stuff that we're starting to see brands that we deal with in our lives do. How many of you have checked with your insurer as to what you could possibly get as a discount? Because almost all of them are offering, or just giving you discounts on your auto insurance, since maybe we've got a car that's parked and we're hardly driving it, or it's deemed to be in storage. Make sure you check on that, because if they haven't reached out to you, I can't even think off the top of my head any big insurer that is not doing that. That is not doing that. All right, so what else is shaken on the day of interest that would possibly buzz in your backyard? Certainly the price of oil, and where that is rocking all over the decks, has made gas lean very cheap. But we're not driving a lot of places. But it is interesting when you pull up the pumps and you're staring down 170. The first time I saw that, I thought, that has to be, is this a mistake? Well, I know what's going on, but is this a mistake? And just not really thinking, well, of course, oil is going to take a cut because it's all about the supply. And so how does that right itself? That's already being worked on, but you'll see those low prices at the pump for, you know, for a while. All right, how about this? I love this. In fact, you know, we have our clapaholics that we bring on to the show, and they're coming on in our next segment. But I love the ingenious things that people are doing to lift up the healthcare workers in the U.S. working these crazy double shifts, seeing some really horrifically sad things. And while so many of us are sheltering at home, the president said that the military wants to raise the spirits of some people, and they're going to do flyovers from the Navy and Air Force demonstration team. So the Air Force has the Thunderbirds, of course, and the Navy has the Blue Angels, and they're going to do these flyovers in American cities, the high-profile flyovers. So obviously New York is going to be one of them, and the idea is to pay tribute to the frontline healthcare workers that confront this COVID devil, and a signal to all of us to be vigilant during the outbreak. That's what the president is saying. I think it's a wonderful idea. If you've ever seen the Thunderbirds or the Blue Angels, I've seen them both many, many times. It will be neat to see them do that, and I think it's a great way to honor people that are exhausted, seeing, like I said, some horrible things, and are putting their lives on the line just to know that there's more support. They're getting food delivered, and people are reaching out in so many ways. And almost every single hospital I've checked on, there's nobody that is in a situation where they haven't had those food deliveries and gifted things and that kind of stuff to just do anything to help lift them up and help stay as strong as possible in this very, very difficult time. Her story coming up on the flip side.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Protogrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Protogrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
Now's the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity. In pursuing my dreams, I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com. Marshall joined the Dallas Mavericks as its CEO in 2018. Before leading the team in the C-suite, she worked for AT&T for more than three decades as a proponent of inclusion and diversity. Adweek named Marshall one of the 30 most powerful women in sports. I'm Kate Delaney, and that's her story.
Yeah, so Cynthia Marshall made some headlines when she took over in that position for the Dallas Mavericks. The Dallas Mavericks, like other NBA teams, by the way, and something that she would ultimately be involved in, are figuring out, well, geez, when the NBA season comes back, if it does come back, or what happens if we bounce into next year. They're talking about possibly using thermal guns to test fans for coronavirus symptoms. This is something that's being talked about at airports, too, as well, before you get on planes. Because remember, it was only March 11th when the Utah Jazz center, Rudy Gobert, became the first player to test positive for COVID-19. And then there were others that tested positive for it. So a high temperature certainly is one of the telling signs of COVID-19. And think of the amount of people that you would have to test going into an arena. Logistically, it could be kind of nightmarish, but that's a stringent measure that is, I think, something that has to be considered if they're going to prevent the virus from resurfacing, because none of us want to see the devil pop back up again if it's knocked down, or certainly not in a case where you're at some sporting event or someplace where there are really, really giant crowds. You know what's great about what's happened? It's the human side of pulling people together during this pandemic, the sharing that's going on, the amazing things that neighbors are doing, strangers are doing for, you know, other people, and even some of these bigger companies, what they're figuring out that they can do. Disneyland is closed, but they're trying to figure out, well, how can we help people? So when they sat around and figured out and started to talk about it, they decided they're going to donate all the excess food from Disneyland and Disney California Adventure to Second Harvest Food Bank in Orange County, and they've been doing that. And that's obviously very, very big. They've been doing that since everything was shut down. The Nextdoor app connects people with other people in their neighborhoods. I've talked about this before. And then high-risk people are helped because people take turns. They see who needs help, and they donate masks or groceries or, you know, whatever it might be. And because I started with the NBA and her story, and, of course, Cynthia Marshall being a breakthrough woman, and the NBA season being suspended for now, one of the things that is happening is the amount of money and time and other things that basketball teams that, of course, have some resources, professional basketball teams, are pledging and doing. And they're taking care of the people, the staff, that often need this money for their kids, for their families. It's a huge part of their income, and it's been disrupted because of the outbreak. So that's been well over a month. And even, you know, individual basketball players, if it's not the team, are doing the same thing. They're donating money to, you know, the staffs to make sure that everybody is covered. Like New Orleans Pelicans player Zion Williamson, who is incredible on the court, is paying the salaries of the Smoothie King Center employees for a month. He paid it. So he's, I think, finishing that up, and other people are taking the baton from him. I love that. I love that they're doing this, because these are the people who are so, so, so vulnerable. And pizza is a thing that's being sent all over the place. I mentioned this already. So, for example, the Seattle Times, the staffers were working nonstop to report, to get as much information, because remember, that's where so much was coming out of, especially in the beginning, about the coronavirus outbreak in the Pacific Northwest. There was a local reader that said, you know what, this is crazy, the hours that they're putting in. So they decided, I'm just going to flood them with pizzas. So they bought a bunch of pizzas and sent them to the weekend staff that were there. So our clapaholics, I think, are in the background at the mothership. I don't know if we had to give them pizza. Woo! Loud and proud, the Clapaholics. That's for all of you. That's for all of you who are helping, and in many cases on those front lines, really risking your lives and doing what you have to do to help the rest of us, because it's such a need for you to want to do that. The giving nature of people is really coming out, and I love to see that. If you know of an inspirational story in your neck of the woods, please send it to me. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and tell me who it is and tell me their story, because we would like to reward them and gift them with a couple of cups of coffee, I call it. It's the ultimate coffee package, and we'll be giving those out. So let me know who those people are, and let me know what they've done, and we'll dig them up and find out more about the stories, the things that they've done. It's incredible to see this. It's interesting, and sometimes it's the littlest thing, and it doesn't have to be about money. It's some kind of kindness that somebody does for somebody else, because they know that they can't possibly do it because of the situation they're in, especially the most vulnerable people who have health conditions that it would be dangerous for them in some situations, and we think of grocery stores, but even beyond that, there are other things that can't be done. And one of the things that is so heartwarming to me as somebody who, you know, I grew up in a family where, I've said this a couple of times, my brother was allergic to dogs, so we never had a dog. But then we had Mahalo, who maybe 6 weeks ago we had to put down after a really great, fantastic life. But I've realized this whole dog world, that now people are fostering pets. There's not a lot of pets that are out there on the street that have been abandoned. There probably is, but they're getting picked up. They're being taken to shelters. People are adopting them. And the numbers are so crazy, crazy high. And we did that. We decided we would foster to help the Golden Retriever rescue. And, of course, what did we do? We fell in love with the first one. So we officially today adopted a dog who's wonderful. And his name is Guinness. And they told me that there are, like, no dogs available because everybody's doing that. And we agreed, of course, to foster more and help in any way that we can. And I think it's so fabulous that people are doing that with all kinds of dogs, all kinds of animals. And we're seeing some amazing things happen across the board, humankind things, as I would say. And this, we're all in it together, is a feeling that I can really, really feel. And imagine, I love the idea of the flyover of the Thunderbirds and the Blue Angels. I said that I had the chance to see them when I was a kid. I can only remember the Blue Angels. It was at Cape May, New Jersey. And, oh, boy, just the pride that kind of just swells up in you when you see what they do and that the thundering trails behind them. It's going to be fantastic. This is something that, of course, happened in Las Vegas when the pilots flew over 18 hospitals and other medical facilities. They did that, the team that was based at Nellis Air Force Base there on the outskirts of Las Vegas. And, boy, did that make people feel good. And they had all kinds of pictures of that and et cetera that were posted all over the place. And if you ask the pilots, they gladly will do it. They're excited and happy to do anything to lift anyone's spirits, and especially those that are those health care workers, like I said, who are in those particularly vulnerable positions, but positions we need. Imagine getting sick and you don't have enough health care workers, and you're the person who needs to go to the hospital, and whether it doesn't end up being something incredibly serious, but it's something incredibly scary. You've got that healthcare worker or two or three or four that are helping you get through the system. Nothing like it. All right, hang with us. More coming your way. I'll meet you on the other side.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the White House, President Trump says they're making progress in getting the next phase of coronavirus relief money to small businesses.
Following around-the-clock negotiations yesterday, the Senate answered my call to replenish the Paycheck protection program so that millions of additional American workers can keep getting a paycheck. We just increased it by $310 billion. I urge the House to pass the bill without delay. In our first round of funding, we provided nearly $350 billion, and it went at record speed to American workers and small businesses.
A rally in oil prices have given stocks a big boost. The Dow Jones was up 456 points, the S&P up 62, and the NASDAQ up 232. This is USA Radio News. Protesters in the United States have ignored public health officials and exposed themselves and others to COVID-19, and also put our nation's desperate efforts to mitigate the pandemic at risk. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
We are essential!
Protesters are calling for the opening of the economy in Jefferson City. Meanwhile, the protests taking place in Michigan are not deterring Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
You compare what's going on the ground here in Michigan. I know that we're going to have to be really methodical and data-driven about what sectors of our economy we engage and when. It is going to be a slow reentry.
These folks telling Fox News they're not happy with all the restrictions and lockdowns.
The statistics have shown there's no reason that healthy people should be forced to stay home. There's no reason for it right now.
We need to reopen the country, and we want our lives back.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
On this version of Author's Corner, and you know how much I love books and what a voracious reader I am, and this is why we have Author's Corner. But we're going to one of my favorite places, Australia, and this is the kind of genre that really pulls me in, and it pulls my hubs in too. So both of us are big fans of this, and we're fans of her book now as well too. Bron Downs joins us now. She's written a book called Can't See Around Corners, and it is, okay, ready for this, supernatural thriller is a great way to describe it. And I love the fact that so often when we talk about supernatural thrillers, yes, women are in them, they're female characters, but you got two really powerful, in a sense, female characters here. So I don't want to steal all her thunder down under, so to speak. Let's go to Bron right now. Hey, Bron, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Kate. That's my pleasure, and thank you for having me on your show.
All right, so supernatural thriller, I can think of some plot sort of in my head, but I think your plot was brilliant. And we don't want to give it all away, but you do have female characters. And just give us the gist of what the story is about.
Well, there's two fraternal twins, Annie and Sharon. They are born in opulent wealth. They're the only children of Edna and Warren Carr. And because they're the only daughters, they are the pride and joy of their parents. They've accomplished their studying for their degrees at university, and they eagerly look forward to their once-in-a-lifetime trip to Europe. Once the sisters are abroad, their love for one another is obvious to the bystander, but once they're overseas, malicious feelings dwell profoundly beneath their facade, and deceit and treachery and wickedness develop intensely between them. And with their overprotective parents absent, their relationship advances into the vilest possible nightmare, changing their lives forever.
Ooh, changing their lives forever. I like it. So they're born to wealth, and here you'd think it'd just be an easy path, but yet there's something that goes on between them. So how'd you come up with this story? Is this something that's kind of popped into your head?
Yeah, pretty much. I love supernatural thriller movies. I'm a bit of a movie buff. And, yeah, I just sort of the girls go and end up in Romania, where in Romania it's steeped with folklore, legends and myths. And this is where the supernatural side of the story comes into it, because with those legends and folklore, they come together with modern society and how these two stylish but sport sisters deal with the dark and mystic phenomenons they encounter while they're overseas.
Yeah, it's wild. And I know that we talked off the air and you mentioned to me this is your second book, but your first book was nothing like this one, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And my pen name is Josie Townsend. So if the listeners wanted to, you know, purchase my books, it's not under my Christian name. I've actually got a pen name, Josie Townsend. So
I was just going to say that, Josie Townsend. So make sure that that's where you go for Can't See Around Corners. You can get it on Amazon. And the first book was something that happened that was real. So there are two different, very different kind of genres.
Yeah, there is. And they usually say that when authors start writing, they usually start writing something that they already know. And then I sort of stepped out of that little safe circle, writing what you know, into something more creative. And I came up with this this story. Yeah, so, and once the reader has read the whole book, the question for them to ask themselves is, what is real and what isn't?
Oh, I love that. What is real and what's not? Did you, when you had that story and you came up with the idea, did you find that, did it pour out of you? Was it easy? And I don't want to say easy, but did it just sort of pour out of you when you were writing this?
Yeah, pretty much, Kate. It was, the storyline was very definite, but it was sort of filling in the pages and keeping the story flowing. So as the reader didn't get bored or bogged down in one particular, you know, scene in the book. Yeah, so it's very flowing, and I've had some really positive feedbacks from friends and family, and also critics stating that, yeah, it's an easy book to read. It's, it flows and it keeps you on the edge of your seat.
Do you have a thought of what you hope the readers take away from this?
Just that it was a really great story. I've had people say that while they've been reading it and they've had to put it down and go whatever, but what if they're not reading the book, they're thinking about it. They're thinking about the story, even if they're at work or they're out doing their, you know, chores or whatever. They've said that once they started reading the book, yeah, they put it down, but they keep thinking about it, you know, the story.
Well, that's the best compliment.
It remains in your mind.
Yeah, that's the best compliment you could possibly get, that people are ready to get back to the story if they have to go to work or they're doing something else, but they're thinking about it. And again, we want to make sure that you look under the right name. It's Josie Townsend, Can't See Around Corners. And of course, we're talking about the two sisters, supernatural thriller, and it's one of those can't put it down kind of things. And you said you really like supernatural, the supernatural world, and that whole thing. Do you have, is there somebody that's a favorite of yours? Like I like Stephen King. I like a lot of different writers and movies.
Yeah, Stephen King and Steven Spielberg are my favorites. Yeah.
You know, and your book is almost, I mean, this would be the wildest of the wild, but why not dream big? Your book would be suited to a movie, to a script. Did you think of that at all?
Yeah, I have approached, my publishers have approached the movie world people. I don't even know what you call them, but yeah. So I haven't received anything back as yet, but yeah, I mean, like, the book doesn't just go into a holiday and all these, you know, freaky-deaky things happen. It's also, there is murder in it. There's also a court scene in it. So there's other characters that come into play in the story. So it's not just about the two girls, but it's about actually it's quite in-depth what happens to them in Romania and around Transylvania. So Bran Castle, Dracula's castle's involved in it as well. So, yeah, and that's where the supernatural sort of starts to come into play in the story.
Isn't it funny how much the place that you go it becomes a part of this? And I think of Transylvania, Romania as one of those kinds of places, and, of course, it's been portrayed that way. So when did that automatically come to you as, ooh, this is the place where they're going to go?
Yeah, well, I did a lot of research on Bran Castle and a lot of supernatural, you know, stories and films have come from that Dracula kind of image that Bran Castle has based on Vladimir III, who actually owned the castle. And a lot of his trinkets, his rings and his necklaces and that, they all had a curse attached to them. So because he was known as the Prince of Blood.
Yeah.
And that's how Dracula sort of, yeah. So this, the supernatural side of my story comes from Bran Castle, but it's not to do with Dracula as per se. It's not to do with blood or anything like that. It's more a trinket that actually has a curse attached to it, and one of the sisters finds it, and she takes it as her own. And this is where all the supernatural trouble and problems and what happens thereafter is, because she's actually possessed this pendant. And she'd sort of stolen it from the Bran Castle.
Ooh.
And that's where all her troubles start.
Ooh, a stolen pendant. That reminds me of things like, you know, when you go to Hawaii, they say don't pick up a lava rock and take it with you. So what happens is the post office gets a lot of lava sent back to them because people think it brings them bad luck. So don't pick up the trinket in Josie's book, Josie Townsend's Can't See Around Corners, because it might come back to haunt you. But that's brilliant that you thought of that plot. Was it fun working out that plot? That's a great twist.
Yeah, I loved it. And as I said, I could orchestrate what happens to these two girls. I could orchestrate what happens to the other characters. Yeah, it was really, really interesting. I so enjoyed the researching Romania. It really wasn't a place that, you know, you have on your bucket list. Oh, I want to go to England or I want to go to America. Romania is a place that's sort of a bit still in the dark and a bit forgotten, still sort of, you know, back in old world time. And just researching that area and that, I just found that so interesting, and the Carpathian Mountains and that, you know, for these two sisters to be, you know, on their adventurous holiday, you know, seeking out all these really old world sort of villages and folklore that's, you know, steeped in these villages. They really are, even today, still living in back in time. You know what I mean? They're kind of, and you can see the time worn into their clothes and stuff, because they're still very peasant-like.
Yeah. Yeah, but the images are so vivid, absolutely, and you certainly paint them in the book Can't See Around Corners, and again, you can get that on Amazon, Josie Townsend. When you were growing up, did you think you were going to be a writer?
No, I didn't. I used to write poems. I had a book of poems. That's how I sort of started writing. But, yeah, I'm a bit of a geek. I like words, and I love the way words have the power to make you feel happy, sad, scared. You know, and if they're put together properly, they can give you all these different emotions.
Boy, isn't that the truth? And certainly I think that's one of the takeaways of your book, that you will feel it. You will feel the emotions of the book, and that's why people can't put it down. It's the perfect time to read a book like this, and when people are looking around for something, look at this book, Can't See Around Corners, and I've said it now several times throughout the interview. You can pick it up easy on Amazon.com or any place where great books are sold. Josie, a.k.a., that's your pin name, Josie Townsend. Bran, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Not a problem, Kate. Thank you for having me, and I hope you and your listeners stay safe.
Of a crisis.
crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
One of the authors we're going to introduce you to is Richard Hamilton, and he's written a book called Blind Expectations. We had a great off-air conversation. In fact, I could have sat down and had a glass of tea with him and talked all afternoon long. So, Richard, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me. It's an honor to be with you.
Let's talk about Blind Expectations. What drove you to write this book?
Well, I've always enjoyed creative writing, and I just wanted to create an all-around feel-good love story, something that would touch someone's heart, move them emotionally, and hopefully inspire. I just wanted to create something where the reader will cheer on the good guy, root for the underdog. And also I wanted to include an edgier family drama subplot. So just something I've always wanted to do, and I'm very grateful that I was able to do it.
And congratulations. You did a great job in weaving this tale, and you can find this, by the way, wherever great books are sold, of course, Amazon, on down the line, and it's Blind Expectations, as I mentioned, the novel C.D. Hamilton, so it'll be under C.D. Hamilton if you search that way, author-wise. And you talk about when your main character, Peter Michael Webb, and you talk about the fact that he's got a couple of dreams, and one of them, and this sounds familiar to what you told us, is about being a published author, and then the other is about finding true love. So did you wrap little bits and pieces of your life or people you knew into the novel?
You know, that's an interesting question. I may have just had snippets here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, the main character at some point travels to New York City on the train, and that's something that I have done many times. So I've incorporated that action into it. But I have to say, for the most part, I mean, definitely for the majority of the novel, I had to really stretch my imagination and stir those creative juices to create various scenes and characters. And that's part of the fun, though. That's what I enjoy about it, just really delving into my imagination and getting everything down into a cohesive story, and hopefully, like I said previously, one that would touch someone's heart.
Yeah, it's interesting too. As you know, that's why I said snippets of it. It's funny you talk about the train, and I grew up in New Jersey, and one of the highlights for me was taking the train to New York. So I can totally relate to that. I can visualize it. You just painted that picture for me, for sure. And you use a lot of great language in this, and you're very skillful in the way you pull this novel together, because that's the idea. And you said it. The idea is the story and pulling people into the story. Was it fun for you to write this novel?
Very much so. Creative writing is definitely my favorite pastime. And when you were, it's kind of hard to explain, but as a writer, you can probably understand, and other writers out there, when you really set your mind to it and you're visualizing the events inside your mind, and it's very exhilarating. And that to me is just some of the best fun that I've ever had, is just exploring the settings and the characters and describing the characters. Okay, what kind of traits does this character have, and so on. And to me, that's just so much fun, and something I really enjoy doing.
And that's the whole idea. When you sit down and you write the book, and you know this because, as you said, you've been a creative writer, you've always written your whole life. When you finally, I call it like giving birth to the book, and so many people talk about this, you know, writing a book, and I have a book in my head, and gosh, they never get to it, and you certainly have done that. What was that feeling like when this one got out there, when this one was finished, was done? What did that feel like?
It felt like a great accomplishment. It's like a dream come true, in the sense that, oh, this is something I have always wanted to do, and I finally got it done, and it's, and I have a book on my bookcase, something that I've written, and I'm very grateful that I was able to get it done and to set aside enough time that I could really work on it. And it's very rewarding, personally.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we're speaking with C.D. Hamilton. That's where you'll find the book, author-wise. Blind Expectations is the name of the novel. When people sit down and they read your story, what do you hope they take away from it?
I really hope that they will feel better. They will say to themselves, wow, this made me feel good. This was inspiring. This was something that the characters are, there are such a variety of characters and the settings that were created. And but I just want them to enjoy that aspect, but also, but more so, just enjoy the feel-good aspect of it. Like, I just want them to be moved emotionally. I mean, I can't ask for a better reward than that. If my work touches someone's heart, that's the best reward there is to me.
Yeah, wow. Well said. And this, of course, was your debut novel. Will you write more? Will you write another novel?
I do plan to. I have the first chapter written. But I do have to. I have a lot more to work on it. It's something that I'm enjoying as well. And this new novel is more of a family drama, whereas Blind Expectations is probably 2/3 or 3/4 of a love story, and then the remainder is the family drama. Whereas my new novel that I'm currently writing, it's definitely more of a family drama.
All right, there you go. Family drama. People can relate to that. C.D. Hamilton, Blind Expectations. You can pick that up wherever great books are sold. You know, look on Amazon, etc. Thanks so much for joining us and sharing your adventure with us.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a real pleasure to be here and to speak with you. Thank you for everything.
Thank you. All right, I wanted to give you a little sneak on the book, and, you know, we talked about what the story was. So if you look up the book, you'll see this. You know, you get just a little snippet of it. So picture the main character that he was talking about, Peter Michael Webb. I mentioned his name, has two dreams in life, and I said that, becoming a published author and finding true love. And to his surprise, his great surprise, accomplishing the latter proves to be far more difficult. He attended the prestigious Stephanie Green College in New Jersey's mountainous Northwest, and is quite a contrast for 23-year-old Pete. In fact, it's a blessing, raised by a single parent in a struggling working-class neighborhood. He's grateful to be here. So that kind of sets the scene for you. And then you go on to learn he's a hopeless romantic, very naive. He learns the hard way that love is not the fluff he had pictured in his mind. Ooh, we can relate to that, right? And woman after woman shatters his fragile heart and cruelly, but then one woman, his closest friend at the school, does no such thing. So he meets someone, Corinne is her name, and wants nothing more than to piece it back together with her love. Ooh, I like that. Powerful, right? You come out on the other side, then accepts a proposal. I won't give you all the details because, again, this is just supposed to kind of whet your appetite, because I think he has such a gift for writing. And C.D. Hamilton mentioned that he works professionally, right? Writing and editing, and he's done that for a couple of decades, and he certainly has brought that to the page. So what happens to the two dreams? You'll have to find out yourself. Pick up the book, Blind Expectations, C.D. Hamilton. And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
In the middle of a crisis,
crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity. In pursuing my dreams, I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.